Ah, yes. Good afternoon. You're listening to Brad's Vinyl. And I'm Brad to the Bone. Brad's Vinyl is my eclectic collection of vinyl LPs from the 70s, 80s, maybe even a little 60s in there. It's a collection of classic and acid rock, hard rock, electric rock, progressive rock, punk rock, pop, new age, new wave, and I'm burning them to digital. Playing them for you here on Brad's Vinyl. Today we've got one of my all-time favorite, and I think one of the best hard rock bands, Emerson, Lake & Palmer, with their keyboards and synthesizers, acoustic guitar, incredible musicians. Formerly with the Nice, Keith Emerson, hooking up with Greg Lake from King Crimson at one of their shows where they headlined together. The Nice and King Crimson played together in, San Francisco, who knows where, some festivals. And Greg Lake, Keith Emerson, they just hit it off really well playing the bass and the keyboards. Looking for a drummer. They had a little more trouble finding a drummer. Did several sessions that just didn't work out, including a session with the drummer Mitch Mitchell, who used to play with the Jimi Hendrix Experience. Yeah, and when they jammed with him, of course, the rumors came out suggesting that there was going to be a planned supergroup called Hendrix Emerson, Lake & Palmer, or HELP for short, but that was just a rumor. Totally debunked. And they hooked up with Carl Palmer from Atomic Rooster, and I had to convince him, actually. And Carl Palmer was with The Crazy World of Arthur Brown also, and Atomic Rooster, and I don't know. Carl didn't want to leave, and he got convinced, you know, this is where to be. Thank God. So we had Emerson, Lake, and Palmer debuting their first LP by the title Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. And then today we're going to be featuring their second LP, Tarkus. Yeah. Pianos, keyboards, madness, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. Tarkus, following their 1970 European tour, was recorded around 1971, but the beginning of 71. And it went on and peaked at number 9. In the United States. Yeah. January of 1971, Tarkus was released later in June. June 14th, actually, 1971, on Island Records. And that was the UK. And then a couple months later, appearing in the United States on Atlantic Records. Yeah. One of their subsidiaries, Cotillion. Yeah. And, oh gosh, unfortunately, I'm seeing that it was only one of two ELP records to even reach the top 10 in the United States. So it made number 9. Yeah, but what do they know? I think they're the greatest band of all time. Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. All right, I'm babbling here. Let's get on into the A-side of Emerson, Lake, and Palmer's second LP, Tarkus, right here on Brad's Vinyl. We'll be right back.
seen your eyes. Had the days made you so unwise, realize you are.
Every single hair on his head, he's dead. river of hate. I just arrived too late to be spared. Who cared? The wheel and the lamp they made. The pilgrim wandered in, committing every sin that he could. So good. The coronal of grief was set in the belief he'd be saved from the grave. The wheel and the lamp they made. The time, a sign, the weaver and the web that he made. A bishop rings a bell, a cloak of darkness fell across the ground. Without a sound, the silent choir sing, and in their silence bring jaded sound. Harmonic crown, the weaver and the web that he made.
Nice. Very nice. Formerly of the Nice, Keith Emerson, Carl Palmer, Greg Lake. I am Brad to the Bone. We're finishing up side A right here on Brad's Vinyl of the second studio LP by Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, Tarkus. And that was the Tarkus. Actually, the first whole side is Tarkus, one long and continuing track with the Eruption, starting on an Eruption, moving into Stones of Years, then Iconoclast, Mass, Manticore, Battlefield, and Aquatarkus. Tarkus is a story. Appears to be somewhat of a story. Caricatured or cartoonized, is that a word? Cartoonized? In the inner cover of the LP. I can't show this on radio, unfortunately, but there's little pictures there, cartoon-like pictures of an egg hatching inside a volcano. That's probably related to Eruption. And then, a couple of different things. There's a creature that looks like it's half stone, half eyeball, I don't know, Stones of Years, Iconoclast. This creature that erupts is actually an armadillo. How about that? Texas, go Texas. It's an armadillo actually morphed into somewhat of a tank with tank treads. And the name Tarkus, I don't know how they got the name Tarkus. I don't know. The armadillo, there's the artist. Actually, the artist's name was William Neal. He's a painter and graphic designer. William Neal did all the artwork for the cover and the inside jacket of this LP. And Tarkus was the armadillo actually was doodled from the a fusion of ideas working on Rare Bird album called As Your Mind Flies. And he produced a gun belt made of piano keys, which is kind of cool, and somewhat led to World War I armory, including this tank-like creature, which is part armadillo and part tank. And the inside jacket shows this creature battling a number of different foes, the Stones of Years and Iconoclast, and, oh gosh, what other creatures are there? The Manticore and the Mass. And it looks like he faces off with this final creature. I don't know if that's the Manticore or whatever, and the thing called Battlefield. And you'll hear the words in the lyrics. You'll hear Greg Lake speaking, "Oh, clear the battlefield and let me see all the profits from our victory." Something like that. I don't know. Anyways, Aquatarkus, apparently the Tarkus creature turns into somewhat of a armored submarine water vehicle shown floating up the river with its turret still pointing, ready to do battle in the future. I don't know. I'm battling, or I'm hallucinating, or who knows what people were on when they were listening to this music or creating these art pieces. Tarkus, yes. All right, Brad of the Bone here on Brad's Vinyl, and we are listening to Emerson, Lake, Palmer's second LP, Tarkus, out of 1971. Let's head on into the B-side right now.
But he couldn't say no. Wanted to leave her, couldn't believe her, so
tortured spirits cry. Fear is in their eyes. Ghostly images die. Witches potion mixed in the ocean of tears.
now that you've heard. Don't be afraid, man is man-made, and when the hour comes, don't turn away.
Thank you.
Wow, rock and roll, man. Are you ready, Eddie? 50s style rock, jamming there. Nice. Very nice way to finish up this LP by Emerson, Lake & Palmer. I'm Brad of the Bone on Brad's Vinyl. And we are finishing up the B-side of Emerson, Lake & Palmer's second studio LP, Tarkus. Yep. The late Greg Lake and the late Keith Emerson, unfortunately, no longer with us. Just recently, in the last couple of years, year or two. And we started out with Jeremy Bender. Kind of a Emerson and Lake piece, very short. Moving into Bitches Crystal. Jeremy Bender's kind of about a honky-tonk, I don't know, sheriff-type song. That's really cool. Good keyboards there. Very honky-tonkish. So is Bitches Crystal. Bitches Crystal, honky-tonk piano. And then moving into The Only Way, it's a Catholic hymn, Catholic-sounding hymn, actually, with Keith Emerson playing the St. Mark's Church organ on that. Infinite Space, yeah. Then A Time and a Place, and finishing up with Are You Ready, Eddie? Eddie offered one of their engineers, actually, in the recording studio, so they probably wrote that about Eddie, the engineer. Anyways, yeah, God bless Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. Keith Emerson, Greg Lake, Carl Palmer. I'm Brad of the Bone. Hope you enjoyed today's Brad's Vinyl and the number two LP, actually the second LP by Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, which actually made number one in the UK when it was released. So thanks for listening. Brad of the Bone out.